UK President Capaluto recently returned from a two-week visit to China. He's been our guest on this program for the past couple of weeks, and we've invited him back today to share in greater detail the steps taken to advance research partnerships between UK's Center for Applied Energy and our partners in the US-China Clean Energy Research Initiative. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome back, Mr. President.
Glad to be with you again, Tom.
Now, on an earlier program, you discussed the level of Chinese investment in higher education. Billions of dollars, as you told us, and the opportunities that it holds for U.S. higher education through academic partnerships. In the area of research, what opportunities are there for UK and what impact would it have on Kentucky and the United States?
Yes, I think if you look at worldwide data, you see that research and development funds in the United States are flat or really declining. If you look throughout Southeast Asia, you see that there is a rapid increase. One particular area where we share mutual interest and expertise is with these challenges around a growing demand for energy and the finite supply of resources to provide this energy. Developing countries are adding to this global consumption of fossil fuels to further their country's industrial revolution. This increases the demand for energy and sets up challenges for not only energy but our environment. Thanks to Rodney Andrews and Kun Li Lu, who work with our Center for Applied Energy Research, we were able to meet with representatives in China to describe incredible work that we're doing in the development of clean coal technology and discuss partnerships and exchanges of students as part of the U.S.-China Clean Energy Research Center initiative started by President Obama just a couple of years ago. Rodney described power plants to me that we visited in China that are using technologies that can be 50 years ahead of what are being deployed in our country. And to put some specificity about these investments in research in context, we learned that the Chinese government has ordered its own power companies to invest $1,000 billion in coal utilization and development over the next 5 years. This compares to only $2 to $2.5 billion in the U.S. Department of Energy Research and Development budget. So we're talking about a 500-fold difference. And this represents opportunity for us to partner with these institutes and centers. I visited one electric company that is building an entire campus for 500 researchers.
Coal, of course, is an extremely important resource here in Kentucky. It's also a bit of a challenge for us to deal with the carbon footprint that comes along with it. First of all, is China as dependent on coal as we are here in the United States?
China is highly dependent on coal, and with their rapidly growing economy, especially in manufacturing areas, the reliance on coal increases, I think, annually.
So what opportunities for partnerships exist in coal utilization research that could positively impact life here in Kentucky?
There is so much already going on at UK Center for Applied Energy Research, and this is built around talented research scientists. Rodney Andrews and Kun Li Lu were rock stars, in my opinion, when we visited universities and research institutes, because they have a credible track record of success in competitive research awards to fund clean coal consumption. And these technologies are already being integrated each day into China's power plants. They have great interest in having the latest technology to deploy. And I was so pleased to see how we're really on the cutting edge here in Kentucky with that research. And that garners great respect and interest in partnerships with Chinese entities.
What developments and steps were taken to further these global partnerships that you've been talking about?
I think I can best cover those when I think back on the visits I made. First, Tsinghua University, which is China's MIT, sends 1,000 students annually to over 100 exchange programs. We signed a cooperation agreement between their Department of Thermal Energy and our Center for Applied Energy Research to expand meaningful exchange programs. Shenhua Coal, a chemical company. It's the largest mining operation in the world. It is implementing technology that allows it to capture 120,000 tons per year of carbon dioxide. This is impressive capacity compared to the United States' largest capture units. And China is engaging in this level of research to lower its petroleum imports as well. They don't want to be depending on sort of foreign winds. I'd like to also mention I visited Huaning Power Company. It's the largest power company in Asia. It's the second largest in the world. Their capacity is 127 gigawatts of power. That dwarfs Kentucky's capacity of only 16 gigawatts, and it's the largest company's capacity here in the United States is 30 to 35 gigawatts. So you can imagine how they are most interested in opportunities to understand what we're learning in our research in carbon capture, algae, solar research as well. And so we signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate on future R&D. And then lastly, we visited East China University of Science and Technology. We continued our discussions to develop joint partnerships, short-term student exchanges, a 311 program in engineering. And also they are developing some equipment that will be used in a research facility we're building, which is funded by the U.S. government.
So this was really a whirlwind trip for you. It seems like you could have spent 2 weeks at any one of these institutions, and yet you had just 2 weeks to cover all of this ground. That's very impressive.
Well, I have to salute those who did tremendous work in advance of this. Our faculty, our administrators who have been laboring in these vineyards. They understand that there are rich opportunities for our students. They understand that keeping true to Kentucky's land grant mission. We can use these opportunities to improve our quest for discoveries. We can use it to shore up our economic challenges in higher education and some of our funding constraints. So I applaud them, but what drives them most is their underlying commitment to placing students first, to prepare them for a 21st century economy, to make sure that they feel comfortable in moving through a host of cultures, countries, ethnicities, languages. I'm so proud of our faculty and proud of our students for taking advantage of all these opportunities.
Well, as we wrap up this series of interviews, any closing thoughts for us?
Tom, I just have to return to how remarkable a place the University of Kentucky is. Because this work that I got to facilitate in China started long before I got here. Many people had a vision about this, and I am proud to build upon their foundation.
Well, thank you, President Capilouto, and we appreciate you sitting down with us over the past several weeks to discuss your China trip and the ongoing international initiatives between UK and our global partners. Our complete series of interviews is available as a podcast at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.